Item 4, report by regional board members, and I will start on my right.
We didn't have a March meeting, so I have a few meetings that I attended in
Excuse
between.
Excuse me, be sure and introduce yourself.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
Kathleen Thomasberg. Okay, so the first meeting I attended was February 13th. It was a reception for a new board member by the California Strawberry Commission and the Grower Shipper. Second meeting was on March 17th. I was invited to attend the Water Quality Committee of the Grower Shipper Association. And the third meeting was the March 25th dinner forum for removing barriers to low impact development.
Thank you. Dr. Hunter?
Yes, in the chair's absence, I attended the chair's meeting in Sacramento along with Mr. Harris and several state board members that were present, including Mr. Moore, who's here with us today. And we were there to discuss many issues, including the drought and impacts on the regions and activities that we are ourselves involved in addressing the urgencies of water supply, which it falls outside of our mandate, but in various ways we have a strategic in terms of permitting and so forth, we are recognizing the need to fast track some of these aspects. We also had a chance to convey to the governor's office through his staff who attended various parts of the meeting what our urgencies are, and so each of the board chairs were there to report on issues that they're addressing and solutions. So an opportunity to hear from other regions what kinds of problems are occurring relative to the drought. We also had an opportunity to talk about environmental justice issues, which we're going to have an update this morning. So I will defer my normal quick update to that discussion later this morning.
Thank you, Dr. Hunter, and also appreciate you picked up the baton during my out-of-the-country escapade. Mr. Delgado?
Yeah, I attended a couple of meetings regarding a couple of different draft environmental impact reports, which are out in the Monterey County area. One of those, the comments is due June 5th for the groundwater replenishment project of Monterey County, and I think it's the first in the nation that combines agricultural wastewater with municipal wastewater to be blended and then treated and used for groundwater recharge for potable water and also for Castroville Seawater Intrusion Project. The other EIR that's having public comment now is for the Cal-Am desal plant in Monterey, and CPUC, the California Public Utilities Commission, is the lead agency on that, and those comments are due July 1st. And it's a quite controversial project, and so it's taking a lot of time from different bodies, including our own, I suppose.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Delgado. Mr. Johnson?
Yes. The only thing I have to report is that I attended a meeting in Salinas on March 25th on opportunities in low impact development, presentations, and attended by a number of city and county officials from around Monterey and Santa Cruz counties.
Thank you, Mr. Johnston. And I have about 14 meetings that I attended. So the first one in January, in February, the second, I had a meeting with the City of San Luis Obispo utilities manager, having brought discussions relating to recycled water opportunities within the city. In fact, if you, you know, the news as of yesterday with the city is that initially they thought they had 7+ years of water reserve. They're finding they're down to a little more than 3 years, and so I have quite a few concerns. Then on February the 4th, I attended the Water Resource Advisory Committee for the County of San Luis Obispo. This is the meeting where all of the water purveyors and cities and unincorporated areas do meet and have discussions and actions on water-related issues. Then on February the 20th, I met with the San Luis Obispo County Board of Supervisor member Adam Hill, discussing drought and groundwater issues associated with the county. The County of San Luis Obispo has several basins which are ranging from high priority to medium priority. Then on March the 3rd, I met in Los Osos an evening presentation by the Community Service District, Golden State, and the County of San Luis Obispo on a presentation of their proposed groundwater basin plan and use of recycled water for agriculture use in Los Osos with a new water treatment plant being currently built. Then on the 4th, I had another meeting with the Water Resource Advisory Committee of San Luis Obispo. Then on the 5th, met with Mr. Harris and with staff in Burlington, with representatives of the County of Santa Barbara on developing their LAMP program. On the 24th, met with Mr. Steve Moore, our liaison from the State Board, with the Assistant Dean of Cal Poly, in exploring various concepts of certification programs that could be applicable in agriculture. And this is with the College of Ag, Food, and Environmental Science. Then on the 25th, I met with the San Luis Obispo County Board of Supervisor member Bruce Gibson, also having discussions on the drought within the county and groundwater issues as well. On the 26th, I met with the Assistant Dean of Cal Poly and the newly hired professor, Dr. Amelia, who does some novel work in groundwater monitoring utilizing electrical fields. And these are computer modeling that he has developed and is doing some research also at Cal Poly. So the introduction was to see how he can apply some of his modeling projects in the County of San Luis Obispo. On the 30th, I met with County Board of Supervisors from San Luis Obispo, Debbie Arnold, and also had discussions on the drought situation in groundwater within her district. April 1st, I had another meeting with the Water Resource Advisory Committee. April 10th, had meeting with the Office of the President of Cal Poly on the topic of drought and recycled water. Cal Poly has some long-term plans of expansion, and certainly water availability is a key issue for the campus. And then yesterday, I met with our staff, the Triumph We met at the Office of Emergency at the Command Center in Santa Barbara relating to the oil spill. You did get a brief on the topic. And we also met with US EPA Regional Administrator Mr. Jared Blumfeld at the site and participated at a press conference. It gave me also a chance to see firsthand how the command center operates. And you know, one of the thoughts that I had initially is, you know, what are the challenges associated in having multi-agencies aligning themselves toward the common goal associated with the oil spill. And you have probably six major agencies involved between federal and state and local, et cetera. But I have to say I was quite impressed to see the well-oiled machine, no puns intended, on how well organized they were. When you say a command center, it definitely has that almost that military sense of discipline, organization, structure. And I also want to thank very much Tia for, you know, your contribution and your input yesterday, because it is important for regional board to be involved, not certainly as, you know, first responder, but to be participants in all the various facets from the cleanup activities. And as a little supplemental bit of information, Tia is working really on two separate issues. One of them is the cleanup associated with the beach, you know, the sand, the rocks, and of course the adjacent water, and then separately the cleanup associated with the pipeline rupture and the endpoint determination for that site as well. And yesterday, you know, some of the forensic work is taking place, and you know, the details, I know some of my colleagues were asking for details, but basically that site is treated literally and figuratively almost like a crime scene. So, you know, it is very restricted on who can go, and you know, prohibitions of taking pictures, et cetera, in order to maintain integrity of the site. So that's the end of my report, and just in case Mr. Johnson wondered if I still had time to make wine, yes, I did.
It strikes me, Mr. Wolf, that you deserve a raise.
Oh, thank you very much. We'll pass that along to the governor's office. So that's my report,